Our concern is the continued police brutality in Zambia, and at a global level, within the Zambian context, the what I would term as democratic backsliding or authoritarian regression, especially as a build-up to the 2021 August presidential election. We have seen a rapid shrinking of the civic, political, and democratic space in Zambia. And what we witnessed on December 23rd, which is the killings of Nsama Nsama, a state prosecutor, and Joseph Kaunda, a member of the United Party for National Development, is only a telltale sign of the bigger, the macrocosm picture of what's happening in Zambia. The political temperatures are rising, and the state is taking a heavy-handedness in terms of its response to dissent.
The police have launched an investigation, and I think a report is expected Monday. Do you think the police can do an impartial investigation, or what would your organization like to see happen?
What you want is justice, and beyond justice, both justice exists in a context. Zambia is ought to be a democratic society, and we expect the top leadership, the elite leaders in Zambia, to respect the constitution and to respect the international norms, standards, values, and so forth. Zambia is assigned to the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, especially Article 25, which speaks to about the role of citizens in public affairs, what they can do in terms of demanding accountability to those who are in power, also demanding accountability to those who want to be in power. So the case we witnessed on December 23rd is an ordinary citizen, in the case of Joseph Kaunda, going to the Supreme Court to show solidarity support to the leader of the United Party for National Development, who had been summoned to appear before the courts for a case which happened in 2004, 2 years before he joined politics, like when he acquired a piece of land. And another incident is of the state prosecutor who was caught in the crossfire in the Milere and lost his life. And as I think if you followed the burial for Joseph Kaunda today, you would see by the scenes that Zambia is fast sliding into an outpost of tyranny. And I think President Edgar Chagua Lungu needs to exercise self-restraint and respect the constitution of Zambia and even the international law in terms of protecting its own citizens.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.